This is Soul Chronicles, and I'm your host, C. Boyd Motley. Welcome and welcome back. Glad you decided to join us for this next episode. I want to jump right in and talk about today's topic is You Stress, They Rest. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, a lot of times, whether we realize it or not, we allow people to live rent-free in our minds. And I believe that the saying live free in someone's head was coined by Ann Landers. But what it means basically is that you are allowing someone who isn't likely thinking about you, and you're worrying about them and what they're thinking about you or how they feel about you or what they've done to you, and allowing that to occupy your mental space, which is valuable, by the way, I've learned. And what I interpret all that to mean basically is that we can't worry about what people have done to us in our lives and our experiences, because A, the past can't be changed, and B, you have no control over what that person did or did not do. And to sit around giving yourself anxiety about the fact of what they might be thinking about you at this moment, or how they may feel, or all those other different kind of things that run through our minds periodically, you're wasting valuable energy and giving them attention that they don't deserve. Once someone has removed themselves from your life, there is no need to give them more attention. I have a saying, and I've said it quite a few times on these podcasts, life is about choices. And when you make the choices, choices have consequences. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes gray. But more often than not, we tend to give attention to people who have made the choice to remove themselves, thinking that it must be us who is at fault. It must be us who is the problem. Not to say that we don't have our faults, our quirks, or what have you, and things that we need to work on, but not every single occasion when someone removes themselves is it our fault. Sometimes it's just a choice. Whatever this person or that person wanted or needed or was looking for was not in you, as far as they were concerned, from their perspective. And you have to respect it at the end of the day. They didn't have to tell you, explain everything to you, or break it down in such a way that you would comprehend it. Just know that when they decide to move on, that's all there is to it. We have to get better at letting go of things that we cannot control. As human beings, we feel this innate need to control everything. We want to control the way the world occurs around us, how people interact with us, what they say, what they do, how they move. And the reality of it is you can't control that. And wasting energy getting angry at the fact that you can't control those things, again, only stresses you out for no reason. Because trust me, the people that you're worried about right now, that you think are somewhere pondering their next scheme against you, they're moving on with their life. They are acting unaffected by your absence, the same way you should be acting about theirs. One lesson I've learned through my experiences and relationships in life is that once you know better, you got to do better. And if you're not doing better, then you got to stop and figure out what's going on there, because the lessons learned are important. Don't glaze over them. Don't ignore them. Don't act like you don't have room to learn and grow. We all do. We're still evolving. You are evolving until you stop breathing, believe it or not. Not just in age, but in emotional intelligence, mental health, intelligence, all those good things. You're constantly evolving. What I want you to focus on going forward is focusing on your goals and objectives. Now, we are here at this time of this podcast at the end of the year of 2023. We're about 2 or 3 days from New Year's. And I was talking to my girlfriend the other night and asking her, what are her New Year's resolutions? And then I stopped and said, you know what? Let's not talk about resolutions. Because resolutions get ignored. They're lofty. They're not really grounded in any real base of reality. They're wishes, if you will. Let's focus on goals and objectives, because I feel like goals and objectives are things that we can actually touch. They're tangible. because you can set deadlines. You can set small steps in between. You can build towards something. A resolution is just a lofty, like, oh, I'm going to lose weight. But there's no plan with that. When you have a goal or an objective, it requires a plan. It demands you lay out steps to achieve this goal, to achieve that objective. So I think going into the new year, at least for myself, hoping you will join, is that one of the objectives that we have to have is getting out of our own way and not allowing people who do not matter to matter, giving them time and attention that they no longer want, need, or deserve. Because once you're gone, once you're out, you're out. You move on with your life. That's all there is to it. Because the anxiety that we're creating by doing this is self-made. And that's what the majority of the anxiety that we feel anyway. It's self-imposed. You are creating it yourself. No one is doing anything in particular to you. It's all about how your brain is perceiving what's happening with the external factors, how you're interpreting the information. And all I'm challenging to do is to change your mindset, change your life, shift your perspective, and see things differently, not always as being somewhat of a victim or someone's always attacking you, but seeing this as an opportunity to shift, pivot, and move in a better direction. In prior podcasts, I talked about how setbacks can be setups. Same applies here. We can't worry about what other people think. It's not our responsibility or our task, if you will, to worry about what someone else is thinking about us. Ultimately, the only thing that matters is what you think about you. And that may be tough to hear for some people, but you need to hear that going into this new year. What do you think about yourself? Do you hold yourself in any value? Do you see yourself as someone of worth? Because letting other people define who you are is going to have you hopscotching from one foot to the other for the rest of your life, and you're going to be miserable because of it, because you're never going to be everything to everybody. I have to be everything to myself first before I can be anything to anybody else. Let me know in the comments below what your goals and objectives are for the coming year. Not resolutions, goals and objectives. I look forward to reading them and engaging with you in the comments. This is Soul Chronicles.